All right, we are now going to discuss the, well, not discuss, we're going to listen to and give our opinions of the Buddy Rich tapes. Now, James, could you provide a little context into the Buddy Rich tapes?
Isn't this pretty much where he starts shooting on country music and pretty much cutting an absolute promo on the state of country music and how simple it is
Oh no,
compared to his.
we already did that, like when we first discussed them. I posted that whole interview. No, this is the stuff where apparently they got information, they got quote, they used quotes from it for Seinfeld.
Oh, I have never heard this one before.
You've never heard these tapes before.
No.
He is basically verbally eviscerating his band.
Oh, yes. I have never heard this. However, I have been verbally eviscerated by several band directors in my life, a la Whiplash.
As have I, but James, trust me, I don't think whatever they told you or whatever they told me compares to this. But apparently, if you're a fan of the show Seinfeld, you'll actually hear some of the quotes that they've used in these diatribes. So why don't we go ahead and get to the tapes? So now we're going to play the Buddy Rich tapes and we'll give our opinion on it.
You think I'm the only one that's going to work up there while you motherfuckers sit out there and clam all over this fucking joint?
If anyone doesn't know what a
this is
clam
anyhow?
is a bad note.
What kind of play do you think this is? What kind of miscues do you call this? What fucking band do you think you're playing on, motherfuckers? You want to fuck with me on a bandstand? Shut that fucking door. I'm up there working my balls off trying to do somebody a favor, and you motherfuckers are sucking all over this joint. What kind of trumpet section do you call us tonight? And saxophones? You've got to fucking be kidding me! How dare you call yourselves professional? Assholes are playing like fucking children up there!
Egad.
You got your... Where the fuck are you? This one. You got your fucking horn so far deep in the fucking bell, we don't need to have a band here tonight. Your face won't be heard. Everybody can hear your fucking clams out there. You don't need a mic for that. You taking up too much fucking time? Blowing what?
How would they be too drunk to like
sit
hear
on
the
your old
notes?
fucking night trying to blow your
Right?
fucking brains out when I come trying to play. What do you play? Clams? You got no way to fucking go to the next set, because if I hear one fucking clam from anybody, you've had it. One clam and this whole fucking band is through tonight. Try me. You got some fucking nerves. Nights off. Nothing to do, and you're coming to play this kind of shit for me? Fuck all of you. You're not doing me any fucking favors. You're breaking my heart up there.
Yeah,
I
you can
got
tell
no
he's a
band to
very caring
embarrass by
person.
you motherfuckers. I play with the greatest fucking musicians in the world. How dare you play like that for me?
He hasn't played with me.
How dare you try to play like that for me? Assholes. I get 15 fucking kids in rehearsal. The fucking time of this band is incredible. We don't play two fucking bars in one fucking tempo. Not one. You can't keep fucking time to play. There's too many things to do, isn't there? You can't patch your
Isn't that
fucking
the
equipment
drum
and
job?
play.
What's this at?
You're all over the fucking place. Best you ever
Isn't it
best
the drum's
you.
job to keep time?
You try one fuck up the next
You would
set.
think.
And when you get back to the off, you'll need another fucking job. Count on it. Get out of my fucking bus.
Wow, and that's not the end of it. There's more.
So,
you play a fucking set like that?
here we go.
This band of this fucking player has become the leader of this fucking band and decide how long they're gonna hold it for. What the fuck do you think you do? You think you're playing with some shit up there? I expect 110% fucking perfection every fucking tune. You got that? And if you can't do it, get off my fucking band tonight! You had a day off yesterday and you come back like this and you suck! What kind of music do you think you're playing here, anyhow? And who do you think you're playing for? You think I tolerate that shit? You're worse than any fucking high school band I ever heard. You
Well, at least he's giving high school bands credit.
Fucking me out, you can't go on. What? I don't know what kind of drama that you think you're playing with, but you'll play with me or you'll get out. And I mean now. I don't need this shit. I have a home and palm trees I can go and sit on my ass the rest of my life and not worry about a fucking thing. I don't have to meet your fucking payroll and pay you for playing like a fucking high school dropout.
Oh,
how dare
geez.
You do that?
Damn.
You can't play a simple purpose when you can't hold a chord. You can't play time when you play solo. What kind of fools am I hearing tonight?
Such a ray of sunshine that Buddy Rich was, wasn't he?
He is a treat.
I'm over here, you play time. You don't like what I play, get the fuck out. I'm tired of putting up with you. I'm tired of silent boy. I'm tired of you, period.
I don't know, like, fuck you, buddy. I'll go with
and
Conway Twitty.
Exactly. Play a fucking job for 45
piss on this,
minutes.
I work for Mel Brooks.
You gotta keep fucking easy, goddammit. Around here. How many fucking bands do you think you've got to go to work in? If I decide to quit, you are sucked. You got nothing.
You could tell they must have gotten so much info for George Costanza from this reel alone.
Oh God, this is just George Costanza with a potty mouth.
I gotta carry you and pay you at the same time. Fuck you. When I go back inside, I've got to hear 110 fucking cents from Spencer. Or I'll leave you here.
I mean, Buddy had to have played a couple of clams in his life. It couldn't have been all perfect.
No, he thinks he did everything right.
But wait, there's more. I'm sorry, that toupee ain't fooling nobody.
No, it's fooling Bruno.
Well, he's not screaming in this one, so it's not as much fun.
No, it's not. I want some fire and brimstone. I want some heat. All right, I've had my brand director, who was a drummer, by the way, tell me I don't want to hear anything coming out of my filthy fucking sewer. I mean, I've had this where I've had to do push-ups and shit, so like in high school band. So like this is delightful. This is adorable.
Oh, you've had band teachers speak to you worse than this?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
And I respect the hell out of them. Len Rogers was my band director at Jefferson County High School in Tennessee, and he wouldn't verbally abuse us like this, but he demanded perfection like this. And he would get so frustrated that we knew when we screwed up too much, when he would go lock himself in a room to calm down. So just take out all the F-bombs, and these are the exact phrases I've heard.
Maybe this is where I got the idea from. You know, these were released after Buddy died. He never knew these recordings were done, I think.
Well, I mean, obviously he did not know, because he would try to protect them.
Oh, now it's getting fun.
Yep, there we go.
On the bright side, not one racist diatribe from him, just a bunch of like F-bombs.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of F-bombs and a lot of personal verbal abuse.
But wait, there's more. This was the original Hogan tape.
Yeah. I'm just sitting here like curtailing all the things that he has said that I've heard before.
I just hope he paid them well.
I mean, that is the difference. I mean, I got paid literally in hot dogs and handshakes for that stuff, and yet, you know, he's at least paying these people.
Now, that's a definite suggestion. When you go to work tonight, if I catch the fucking beard on you, I'll throw you off the fucking bandstand. Okay? You what? You're a fool. Right now. You don't tell me what to do. I tell you. If you don't like it, get off.
Well, the name on the marquee is Buddy Rich.
Exactly.
Right now. Pull a fucking pistol. I got what? I got another for you. I got a right hand of your fucking brain if you want it. I'll give it 2 weeks. 2 weeks for what? You learn the rules of my band. You don't like it. That's it. You get off. And try to take me to the fucking union. I'd love it. I'd love it.
I mean, the tape is probably muffled because it's hidden in somebody's jacket pocket. That's what I'm thinking.
Definitely. I mean, he's saying these without anybody knowing he can see. He can say it, and nothing's gonna happen to him because it's not in writing or on audio.
And I still play your fucking charts. For you. You understand that? Not for me. I'll leave you play my charts because what? Take your man. This it is? Yes. Just take Manhattan and get off. I'm a success without you and without your writing. You understand that?
I know that.
All right, but don't tell me what the best chart of my book is.
Well, it certainly got learned the best.
It goes over the best?
Sure it does. You see, for the concert.
Go back to Sydney. And whatever you do over there, good luck. Not over here.
I think he just fired a guy.
Oh, he definitely just fired a guy.
Here we go.
Keep talking, Mr. Siegel. And keep your fucking mouth shut. Right now. Or I'll close it for you. Keep it shut. Or try me.
I didn't need to try.
Just shut up.
Well, I just appreciate, you know, being talked to like
I try to talk to you like a human being, and you talk back all the time. Now keep your fucking mouth shut, or I'll show you what it's like.
That's from Seinfeld.
Yep.
I'm not threatening you, I'm telling you. You don't want to do what I want in my band, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Just shut up.
I will. Alright.
Yeah, there's not a lot of shutting up there. Like, he keeps saying shut up.
I want him off. I don't want him on the band. I'm just
phone. No, but then he did say that, you know, keep it up and I'll show you what it's like. And I was like, that's exactly what George said in the movie theater in the Opposite Day episode.
If I have to tell you again, we're going to take it outside and I'm going to show you what it's like.